All right. This is a very special day. It's a very special show. You know, the name of my show, Time Won't Let Me, it's by a band from Cleveland, Ohio, called The Outsiders. And I'm from Cleveland, and, you know, it's a great place to be from. You know, I still go back almost every year. I still love Cleveland. You know, it's a great place to realize what it's really like to live in America. And San Francisco is not, but it's way better. I'm sometimes embarrassed. Cleveland's embarrassed me more than once lately. But anyway, I still love it. I still go back, and I still play the music that I grew up listening to in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's what we're going to do today, like big time. You know, that's why we're playing a little bit of Jimmy Smith, doing I Got a Woman. I thought I might have played, something else, but it was I Got a Woman, a Ray Charles song. Okay, so we're going to stick with Cleveland for the next 2 hours. We're going to do a lot of stuff I heard on the radio, and we're going to do a lot of stuff. I'll tell a couple things about what it's like to be from Cleveland, the burden that I have, the joy that I have being from Cleveland, Ohio. Why, did I ever leave Ohio? I could think of a lot of reasons, and I'm going to talk about why I still like it, and why I still like the music, and why I still play the music. So anyway, we'll get right down to it. There's a lot of things that I can cover, and I'm trying to cover most of them. But mostly, this is from my youth. It's Cleveland radio. It's Cleveland television. We had the great TV, and we had the great radio in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's part of my psyche. It's in my DNA. I can't shake it. I never will. It's a lot of the stuff that I play on my show. I can't help it. That's where it comes from. So anyway, oh, you'll remember this one.
People love this.
Okay, ready? The Baskerville Hounds. Space Rock number 2. That's not what I meant to play, though. But it's so good. This was a Gullardi track.
The old king of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions as you enjoy the Moondog Show.
WHK's radar weather eye spotlights the weather ahead for Maple Heights and Cleveland Heights and all the HK cousins out and about in North Olmsted. Hey, it's going to be clear and cold tonight, low 10 to 15 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny and warmer, if you can call 45 degrees warmer. Currently, it's 28 degrees in the thermometer in the sunshine. And wonderful, thunderful.
Everybody, all tonight. This is Alan Freed.
glass of Mosey and the Tannery's hell all around. I'm gonna have a good time. Damn me that I am out to boogie till I'm blind. I got a quarter dollar wine. I get myself primed to run her down the road and the back tire smoking. The highway's open, not a cop in sight. The red light flash, I'm gonna hammer my action. My breath is clear, my time is right. I'm a skinny little boy from Cleveland, Ohio. Shut her down, peeking out from windows while the men folk pray. They speak in frightened whispers, and a weak one's faint. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a demon in the air? A fire-breathing baby-eating mother-beating bear? Is it murder? Is it rape? Or the Watergate tapes? Or Steven Spielberg phoning home from outer space? It's a skinny little boy in Cleveland, Ohio's come to chase your women, drink your beer, and sing.
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River. rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me. Cleveland, even now I can remember, 'cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking my dreams, burn on, big river, burn on, burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, the Lord can make you turn, the Lord can make you overflow, the Lord can make you burn, burn on, big river, burn on, burn on, big river, burn on.
Single Artie's too cool. He gets the poor cameraman to open up the box. Yeah, they got a little shocker in there, babies. You're pretty tricky, right? You didn't catch Gilardi, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no!
And running. I played a bunch of stuff that I just felt like I had to play. If I'm going to do a show in Cleveland, I gotta play Ian Hunter, Cleveland Rocks. A theme song to Drew Carey's show, but nah, much better than that. We didn't need Drew Carey to tell us about Cleveland. He was after I was already gone, anyhow. Anyway, in that first set of music, we heard the choir doing It's Cold Outside, the single greatest song in the history of Cleveland rock. True garage rock, before we called it garage rock, when I was still a kid, you know, when all these bands were playing dance parties and, you know, battles of the bands, and the choir was one of the great bands from Cleveland. And after It's Cold Outside, and actually we heard a little WHK weather report too, It's Cold in Cleveland. I didn't play it at the right spot, but anyway. Then a couple other killers, Music Explosion doing a little bit of soul. And then The Human Beans, B-E-I-N-Z, doing Nobody But Me. Nobody does the shingling as good as I do. And then we heard Alex Bevin doing Skinny Little Boy from Cleveland, Ohio. Gonna steal your women and drink your beer. That has that whole Cab Calloway thing in the middle of it. And then right after that, we went into the official state song of Ohio, which is Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. Rick Derringer, Bang Records, Burt Burns. Do you know how they got the name of the McCoys? They didn't get along so well. They were like the Hatfield and the McCoys. Those, the family that Rick Derringer and the McCoys came from. Killer song. Great. You know, it's underappreciated, perhaps. Not in Ohio. And then after that, we heard Randy Newman do Burn On, Big River, Burn On. Yeah, the Cuyahoga River caught on fire one year, and Randy Newman wrote an incredible song about it. Okay, behind me, I usually play Jimmy Smith or Jimmy McGriff, but today we're playing Hank Marr doing Greasy Spoon. This is some of the heavy organ shit that Gulardi played on his show. Cleveland had the greatest horror movie host, Ernie Anderson, doing his character, Gulardi, every Friday night on CBS Channel 8. The crime rate in Cleveland would go down. Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
I put a spell on you.
From Cleveland, Ohio. But anyway, yeah, besides Goulardi, oh God, we had Captain Penny and Woodrow the Woodsman, Franz the Toymaker, on and on. The Dorothy Fulltime, Cleveland local television was incredible. The Upbeat Show, Polka Varieties, unfucking believable how lucky we were. There were three channels, you know, 3, 5, and 8, you know, WEWS, WJW, and WHK. That was it. That was it. You know, and not a whole lot more on the radio dial, too, but we'll get more to that later. But, yeah, Cleveland television was amazing. And so is Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Anyway, so when you grew up in Cleveland, when I was there in the 70s or late 60s, early 70s, before I went to college, if you were from the east side, you were into the James Gang, and if you were the west side, you were into the Raspberries. Well, I was from the east side, so I was into the James Gang, and once the James Gang fucking opened for The Who and went off on tour with them, and Joe Walsh, and all that followed, they were the band from Cleveland of all time, certainly. And I did not realize how fucking incredible the Raspberries were. I thought they were some kind of wimpy pop band, and I guess they kind of were, but power pop, and the greatest Beatlesque pop band in America, certainly one of them. A style of music that I'll always love. And so anyway, in the next set, we're going to play a little James Gang, we're going to play a little Raspberries, we're going to play a couple other things. But yeah, you know, we're just going to get right into it, and I'm going to waste no time. Oh, by the way, this is DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me. This is Radio Valencia.fm, the transmission from the Mission, San Francisco, California, but originally from Cleveland, Ohio. When people ask me where I'm from, I still say Cleveland. But I could say San Francisco because I've lived here for 45 years. But anyway, here we go. Ready? We'll be right back. Basis. A couple by the James Gang, a couple by the Raspberries, one by the Pretenders, and one by Joan Jett. We heard from the James Gang, we did Funk 49, could have done Funk 48, but we did Funk 49. And then we did Midnight Man, which is a personal favorite of mine, and I hope you enjoyed that too. And then we did a couple by the Raspberries, we did Tonight, and then we did Go All the Way. And then the Pretenders did My City Was Gone. I think that might actually be about Akron, but close enough. Chrissy Hind from Akron, Ohio. We embrace her as one of our own. So, and then Joan Jett, who's not from Ohio, but did a movie in Ohio with Michael J. Fox called Light of Day. It was dreadful, but that song is pretty fucking great. So I played it. Okay, we had a lot of stuff on the radio in Cleveland. I am no expert, and I'm not going to say too much, except that WMMS, The Wrath of the Buzzard, was the fucking greatest. You know, and we're so lucky to have all these amazing DJs. David Spiro, Billy Bass, Kid Leo, on and on. And they turned us on to a lot of amazing music. They brought David Bowie to America. I saw David Bowie's first show in America, to Cleveland Public Hall. How lucky was I? Lots of great stuff on the radio. You know, what else can I say? There were a couple other things, too. When I was a kid, we had Wixie 1260, which was the AM radio that I first heard the Beatles and the Beach Boys and all that stuff on. And then there was CKLW, like right down the road from Detroit, technically Windsor, Ontario. One of the greatest AM stations. So we were fully loaded. The AM and FM dials were extremely blessed, and so was I. Anyway, so after all that stuff, we heard a little bit of Frankie Yankovic doing Who Stole the Kishka. They loved their polka music in Cleveland, And Gulardi used to make fun of them. The Polacks, the Polish people on the west side, who had pink flamingos in their front yard and they wore white socks. And it was a thing for years. You know, I always thought that the west side of Cleveland was all Polacks and hillbillies. And on the east side of Cleveland were all the Jews, the blacks, the Italians, and the Irish. But I was very protected childhood. I didn't really go to the west side much until I left town. And then I would go back to Cleveland, and I'd have all these friends on the west side, and I realized, fuck, the west side is awesome. That's where all the cool people are. I had no idea until I left town, went to college, came back, and figured it out. So I still go back to Cleveland, and most of my friends are still on the west side. But I still have some really good ones on the east side. Dave, Pat, my two listeners. I'm doing this show specifically for you guys. You know that. If anybody else is hearing it, you don't even need to hear it. You already have all this shit in your head already. But I'm doing it just for the fun of it. Okay. So what else are we doing? Oh, I got a list here. Hold on. Oh, we got it. This is a perfect segue. Ready? Ooh, they loved this one in Cleveland. Billy Preston, Out of Sight. Out of Space, I mean. Out of Space. Okay. All right, we're going to get a little more current. I have so much music to play and not enough time to do it, so I'm kind of fading on a few songs. And I'm doing a lot of little interspersed vignettes that I found to share with you. But in this next, the greatest bands in the history of Ohio were the James Gang and the Raspberries. Make no mistake about it. You can talk about the Black Keys. You can talk about Michael Stanley. You can talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. Those were the greatest. But there was also Pure Ubu and Devo and the Dead Boys. And we can't forget any of them. Technically the Cramps, too. I mean, so this next set, we're going to play stuff by Devo. Pure Ubu, couple by Devo, couple by Pure Ubu. We're going to play one by Rocket from the Tombs. We're going to play one by Death of Samantha. We're going to play one by the Cramps, Goo Goo Muck, just to make sure we're touching all the bases, just like the Cleveland Indians would do when they're running around the base paths. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. kiss. He won't eat up from little sips. I say it's all just 15 cents. Are we not men?
We are devout.
Are we not men?
D-V-O.
We're pinheads now. We are not bold. We're pinheads all. Drop no homo. Are we not men?
We are devout.
Are we not men?
D-V-O.
Are we not pins?
We are devout.
Are
devout.